It's time for the Community Report. I'm Mary Angish. Since the 1840s, Vermont's rail corridor for the western part of the state has run right through the center of downtown Middlebury. And for the past 10 weeks or so, if you've been trying to get through the center of downtown Middlebury, you've probably noticed there's a whole lot of construction going on. Joining us to talk more about it is Jim Gish. He's the community liaison for the town of Middlebury and for this big project. Welcome, Jim.
Thank you, Mary. It's a pleasure to be here.
Jim, I understand that the bridges that span the railways, those were built in the 1920s, so they almost made it to 100 years.
That's a major freight line for the western side of the state. And over that rail line sit two downtown roadways in Middlebury. One is Main Street, which is also Vermont State Route 30, and the other is Merchants Row, which is a block-long kind of commercial district in downtown Middlebury. And the bridges that span the rail corridor on Main Street and Merchants Row were built in the 1920s, and those have gradually deteriorated over time. They just about reached their 100-year lifespan, but were declared unsafe by the Vermont Agency of Transportation in 2017, and that kind of triggered the start of a project to replace those bridges with a downtown rail tunnel, and at the same time to rebuild the downtown rail corridor in Middlebury. The complexities of working on a railroad with a lot of federal and state environmental permitting involved, and just the overall complexity of the construction project made it realistic for the town then to turn to Vermont Agency of Transportation and the Federal Highway Administration and have it be a state-managed project with town involvement.
Which brings us to why we're chatting today, Jim, and that's the completion of this project. There was a really intensive work period that got disrupted because of COVID-19. But let us know if we're on the ground right now, if we're walking down Merchants Row or Main Street in Middlebury, what are we seeing and is it mission accomplished?
Going back to 2017, the Select Board's primary ask of the Agency of Transportation was to get the most disruptive part of the project done downtown in the shortest amount of time possible. And that led to this 10-week period that we've been building toward, in which Main Street and Merchants Row would be shut down to through traffic, and the Vermont Rail freight trains that come through every day would be detoured up the eastern side of the state. But the 10 weeks were originally scheduled to begin in May. Then with the statewide shutdown due to the pandemic, we had to sit on the sidelines for 7 weeks, but we got underway on August 5th. So we are now, having completed the 10 weeks, we'll reopen our downtown roadways to pedestrians and through traffic, and reopen the rail line. There has been concern all along about the impact on closing downtown roads and sidewalks. So the overall impact on the business community has been high on the list of concerns in town here. Honestly, the pandemic changed a lot. And one of the things that changed was just the volume of traffic on our roads, with Middlebury College having, work all with its staff and faculty working remotely, and the students having been sent home in March. And the other impacts of the pandemic on local habits, the traffic ended up not being an issue, and stores were dealing with a range of other issues other than just the construction taking place outside. While we're still dealing with the pandemic, so that as we come out the other side, we're walking into a revitalized downtown Middlebury.
What's your background, Jim?
My background is in publishing, and I'm an English major, which does not particularly prepare me for a construction project, but it does prepare me for communicating about that construction project and keeping them up to date, which I enjoy doing.
So when we're looking out, we're seeing all the hard work that's been done over the past few months and years. When you look at this project and its completion, what are you seeing?
Yeah, in addition to that, I'm seeing a new era taking shape in Middlebury. But I see, our town and our state that have kept themselves safe during this time, the opportunity to enter a new phase in Middlebury's, the life of Middlebury's town.
And work on this enormous project will continue for a bit more, but the ceremonial train rolled through the tunnel yesterday morning at the ribbon cutting. And by the way, Jim Gish says that tunnel stretches 350 feet. It also will help restore the town green to its original dimensions. The future Triangle Park will be roughly four times its former size when opened up next spring. Thanks for listening to Weekend Edition.